Welcome to today's deep dive. If you're looking for a shortcut to understanding the modern child's digital landscape, you are definitely in the right place.
You really are. It's a tricky landscape to navigate.
Today we're pulling from a February 2026 online safety newsletter. It was distributed by Paulton Junior School and Knowsley City Learning Centers.
Right. And our mission today is to give you a really practical snapshot of what educators and parents are dealing with right now.
From, toddler screen time all the way up to advanced AI.
And looking at this chronologically really helps make sense of the progression. The newsletter highlights CBeebies apps as this strong, safe baseline.
Which is so great for that early stage where kids typically first interact with screens. I
Exactly.
mean, for parents of toddlers, these apps offer a lot of peace of mind. They're entirely free.
Zero in-app purchases.
Right. So there's no risk of a child accidentally racking up a massive credit card bill while just tapping the screen. Their Playtime Island app actually bundles exactly 40 free games.
And then the CBeebies Learn app takes that concept a step further, instead of just being a digital pacifier.
It's structured around recognized educational milestones.
Yeah, it's directly based on the early years foundation stage curriculum. So it gives parents a reliable way to ensure that initial screen time is tied to early learning goals.
Providing a stress-free starting point. But as kids outgrow those highly curated spaces, they inevitably start encountering more complex digital tools.
Which brings us to the AI complication.
Yes. One of the biggest shifts highlighted in the newsletter involves AI image generation. We tend to think of AI as this complex corporate tool, but kids are using highly realistic AI right now.
They are. The newsletter notes that students are actively using these tools to swap faces in photos, or in more severe instances, remove clothes and images of their peers and teachers.
It really makes you wonder where this crosses the line from kids just messing around with the new tech to an actual digital safety issue.
It fundamentally comes down to permanence and consent. Even if a student thinks they're just playing a prank, manipulating images of others, especially school staff, creates a permanent digital footprint.
And children often just don't grasp the long-term impact of those actions.
No, they don't. Nor do they realize the boundaries they're crossing regarding cyberbullying.
It makes sense that as they enter their early teens and migrate toward platforms like TikTok, those same boundary issues magnify.
Oh, absolutely. Transitioning into the wild west of social media.
Right. TikTok has a strict 13-plus age rating, though we all know the universal experience of a 10-year-old setting their birth year to 1901 just to bypass a digital gate.
We've all seen it. But entering a legitimate date of birth during account setup actually changes how the app functions.
Because the platform tailors its built-in security based on that inputted age, right?
Yes. For any user between 13 and 15, direct messaging is completely disabled.
That is a huge safety feature.
And additionally, any account for someone under 16 is set to private by default.
That default setting takes a lot of the initial pressure off parents. The platform also offers a feature called family pairing.
Which is fantastic. It allows parents to link their own account to their child's.
And through that connection, you can filter specific keywords on the For You feed.
That keyword filtering is highly effective against the viral challenges that frequently sweep through schools.
Because children at that age haven't fully developed the critical analysis skills to recognize that what looks fun on a screen might be incredibly dangerous.
Or sometimes even deadly. Filtering out those trends, along with limiting stranger contact, provides a very necessary buffer.
Fortunately, parents don't have to figure all this out in a vacuum. The newsletter points to some solid frameworks for managing screen time.
Like the Family Online Safety Institute's 7 Steps to Good Digital Parenting.
Yes. Another recommended resource is the new guide from the Children's Commissioner. And the surprising fact here is that this guide was written with the direct involvement of children themselves.
That really stood out to me. When kids were asked for their input on digital rules, they actually recommended setting boundaries, like keeping devices out of the bedroom.
Hearing those boundaries, suggested by the kids themselves, carries a lot of weight.
It really does. It probably makes those rules much easier to enforce at home.
Absolutely. So whether you are prepping for a family discussion, advising a friend, or just satisfying your own curiosity, we hope the insights from this deep dive empower you to navigate the digital age confidently.
It is definitely an ongoing process of staying informed, and I'll leave you with this final thought to ponder.
Go for it.
If children today are growing up with tools that can effortlessly manipulate visual reality and algorithms that push risky viral challenges, how will their fundamental baseline for truth and trust differ from ours by the time they are adults?